A coroner's inquest will begin April 15 into the case of a Surrey couple killed during a hostage taking in Whalley on March 29, 2019, which saw roughly two dozen police vehicles, as well as an armored vehicle, surround a home in a cul-de-sac near 132 A Street and 100 A Avenue. The inquest will commence at 9:30 a.m. at the Burnaby Coroner's Court, on the 20th floor of Metro Tower 2, with Coroner Margaret Janssen presiding. She and a jury will hear evidence from witnesses under oath to determine the facts surrounding these deaths. A provincial government bulletin issued on March 19 reads, "The jury will have the opportunity to make recommendations aimed at preventing deaths under similar circumstances. A jury must not make any finding of legal responsibility or express any conclusion of law." The Independent Investigations Team, a Surrey-based police watchdog, in 2020 found the RCMP's emergency response team blameless in the shooting deaths of Nona Marnie McEwen, 45, and her boyfriend Randy E. Crossan, 48, whom authorities say was holding McEwen against her will. Nona McEwen. Facebook image. Chief Civilian Director Ronald McDonald of the IIO found McEwen was accidentally killed when she was struck by two police bullets as ERT officers fired on a man who was holding a large knife to her throat and had what appeared to be a gun in his hand. Forensic police later found a realistic-looking replica pistol between the bed and the wall. Neither of the deceased's names were included in McDonald's report, but shortly after they were killed they were identified as McEwen and Crossan. He was pronounced dead at the scene and she died in hospital. Read also, police watchdog finds cops blameless for deaths in 2019 Surrey hostage taking. Read also, Surrey mom killed in hostage taking remembered as loving, sweet and kind-hearted. McDonald concluded McEwen died because of Crossan's actions, as he held her against her will in her home, threatened her life, and provoked an armed response from the police aimed at saving her. His actions, McDonald said, made it inevitable that officers would fire on him when they broke into the bedroom, and who held her in front of him as a shield against police bullets. Accordingly, he found, "I do not consider that there are reasonable grounds to believe that an officer may have committed an offence under any enactment and therefore the matter will not be referred to Crown Counsel for consideration of charges." The IIO operates out of Bing Tom's Central City Tower in Whalley and reports to BC's Attorney General. McDonald noted his report was based, in part, on the statements of 25 civilian witnesses, 7 paramedics and 38 witness police officers. A toxicology report indicated Crossan had methamphetamine, amphetamine, fentanyl, norfentanyl, heroin, ethanol, THC and naloxone in his system.